Whoever humbles himself will be exalted. But how do you do that? Apparently, one way is to take the lowest seat. Don't make it all about you. Take the lowest seat. Well, I actually tried that once, or some version of that. So earlier this year, a few of us went to go see the movie Unplanned at the theater. That's the movie about the Planned Parenthood clinic director who leaves, exposes all of the ugliness inside. Powerful movie. But we didn't get there particularly early, and our seats were in the front row. And I've come to realize that I don't go anywhere unnoticed very much these days. So immediately I can feel 100 eyes on me, and I'm thinking, I don't need to draw all this attention. I'm just gonna sit down right here. That sort of sounds like something from the gospel, right? I'm trying not to draw attention to myself. All good so far? The problem is, I didn't sit in my seat. And the theater was sold out, which was a great thing for the movie Unplanned. Until someone shows up and I'm in their seat. And so my sincere attempt to not draw attention to myself becomes the worst attention getter ever. So what's my point? Rent the DVD next time, right? No, my point is that practical means of living humility can sometimes be hard to grasp. St. Teresa of Calcutta had some practical tips for living humility that she taught to her missionaries of charity. I think I've shared some of them before, but I want to share a few more because they are so practical. You can look back and say, yes, I did that, or no, I didn't do that. So I'd like to share three of her tips. One of her tips is to always choose the more difficult task, or I would say the less glamorous task. So in other words, if you're there with a choice, what you're going to do and what someone else is going to do, take the one that you don't necessarily want, or the one that you know that they don't necessarily want. Take the smallest bed. Take the furthest parking place. Take the heel from the loaf of bread. Offer to clean up after the event when all the other volunteers are sliding out the door. Always choose the more difficult task. Another suggestion she gives is to be courteous and delicate even when you're provoked by someone. It's always a temptation to want to finish a conversation looking like the best. So if you lose the game and someone is boasting about it, instead of saying, hey, do you realize that that's the first time you've beat us in 4 years? You could just say, good game. Congratulations. If someone tells you that your clothes don't match or are out of date or whatever, compliment them on theirs. Be courteous and delicate, even when you're provoked. A third tip that she gives is to avoid curiosity or wanting to know about things that don't concern you. So why did St. Teresa include this in her list for growing in humility? Perhaps she knew that that type of curiosity is usually simply because we want to justify ourselves. Why did she get kicked off the team? How much money does he really make? What score did you get on the ACT? Do I ask any of those questions out of genuine concern? Or is it because I want to make sure that I'm on the good side of the answer? Avoid curiosity about things that don't concern you. Now, one caveat that I would offer here: growing in humility, including with these tips, doesn't mean blindly accepting abuse or bullying or injustice. Granted, the times that I've been taken advantage of have usually helped me to grow in humility. But it doesn't mean that you have to roll over and be a doormat. It simply means that there is value in choosing not to be the best, or accepting that you're not the best, or not flaunting the fact that you are the best. Whether you're always choosing the more difficult task, being courteous and delicate, even when you're provoked, or avoiding curiosity about things that don't concern you, it is possible to choose humility. But ironically, sitting in someone else's seat at the movie theater, which I thought was a humble gesture, turned out to be a humbling gesture. But whether you are choosing humility or having it chosen for you, if that humility can lead to exaltation, then the choice is one worth making.